the halachot on Shabbat regarding exercising. Shulchan Aruch is very clear when it comes to Hit'amlut on Shabbat, in Siman Shin Chafhet, towards the end, he says that the rabbis made a gezerah, if one is exercising with the intent to work up a sweat. The reason for that is, is because the sweating is medicinal, and they made a gezerah against doing things that could lead to taking an actual medicine on Shabbat. It seems there's a certain medicine that you could take that can induce sweating. So they made a gezerah on doing it the manual way, by running or exercising. Gezerah that you might come to take this pill. What's the matter with taking the pill? The gezerah is you might crush it, you might grind it. But again, Maran is clear, that's where the intention is for sweating. But it sounds like that if the person's just, you know, lifting weights or doing a certain exercise where he doesn't care too much about the sweat of it, he just wants to work up his heart rate, it should be okay. Although the Yalkut Yosef brings down from some of the Aharonim that say that one should refrain from exercising completely on Shabbat because of Ovdin Dechol, because it's a weekday activity. Clearly that wasn't the opinion of Maran. Maran held, you're allowed to do it, you just don't have Kavanah to sweat. However, he does come out and he says that even though Ha'ikar is to be Mekel, Mekom Akum La'ud La'achmir Shelo Lit'amil B'Shabbat, Gam Im Eno Mitkaven La'asiya V'Tavo Ala Berakha. So that's a Chumrah of the Rav, because you don't want to do mundane weekday activities. But for sure it would be permissible to take a walk, like we learned in the Halakha, after dinner or after lunch on Shabbat, even though you're doing it for health purposes, but it's not noticeable. You're doing it, taking a walk, like normal healthy people do that as well. One would have to be also not worried if he has doctor's orders. He has a heart problem and the doctor says he's got to walk every day and he has to work a sweat. He's considered a chole. Chole, we weren't gozer on Shachikat Samamanim. The last thing but should be pointed out, that if there's somebody that does a jog on Shabbat or a quick running on Shabbat and he wants to sweat, like I'm sure some people do that because they want to sweat, that's part of the workout, the heart rate, the pulse, the breathing, and the sweat. If that's the Kavanah, so then one has to refrain from that. But if he's just, you know, the sweat is not his Kavanah, he's just walking or running fast for the other benefits of it, so then according to the halakha, it would be mutar. Yalkut writes, Mishidar kol larutz titzak kala. He walks a light walk or a brisk, not so fast. Mechaven le'agi al yidei ha'zahab b'ritzazu, but his kavana is to sweat. En lo larutz b'shabbat. Ela yelech b'alicha mehira. Let him speed walk. Open shelo yaziyah, where he's really not going to sweat. Chaim ben Tzion holds like that as well. So if again the halakha, the main concern is not the exercising, it's the sweating. And so long as the person doesn't have that kavanah when he's involved in it, then it should be lenient. Those that are strict, that want to be mahmir because of Ovdin Dechol, of course, tavo alehem beracha. The poskim also allow a massage on Shabbat, so long again as it's not with any creams and it's not with any... you know, a deep massage where it's causing the person to sweat. Again, we're talking about somebody that has his back went out or has a neck issue over here. So the poskim say over here, when he writes, Mishnitfas gabo o savaro v'hash ke'evim ad she'nechlash kol gufom. He's got to lie down. He's in pain. Dino kedin chole she'en bo sakana umutar lo la'asot lo massage. In this case, obviously, since he's a chole, he can do afidu bechozik, even deep tissue, because he's choleh, and if he sweats, no problem. But again, the one that's doing it should use only oil and not a cream, because you'd have an issue of memachek.